to The Wire. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Georgia Senate runoff coming up in just 2 days, where a close race between Republican candidate Herschel Walker and Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock continues to be a possibility. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports from Loganville, Georgia on Fox News Live.
Still no visit, though, from President Biden, despite his push for Georgia to be one of the first primary states. What is interesting is that no matter how bad of a candidate Warnock continues to tell his supporters that Walker is, he cannot seem to widen this gap in the polls, leading some analysts out there to predict a very close race on Tuesday.
The 2024 presidential race is now coming into focus. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday if he's deciding whether he will run.
I believe that democracy depends on heavy doses of civility. What Karen and I will try and give prayerful consideration to over the holidays when all of our kids are home for the first time in 3 years with two in the military is whether we can play a role in that, in giving the American people a fresh start.
Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump has already announced his re-election bid. And on ABC's This Week, recently elected House Minority Leader Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York said he would support President Biden if he runs again.
If you think about President Biden's track record of success, it includes, but is not limited to, the American Rescue Plan, Save the Economy, Shots in Arms, Money in Pockets, putting kids back in school.
The president hasn't made an official announcement yet. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling once again left out of the Baseball Hall of Fame. The committee did elect former big league slugger Fred McGriff Sunday. Bonds and Clemens have faced accusations of using performance-enhancing drugs, Schilling losing support after making controversial comments. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, is erupting in Hawaii. Fox Weather's Max Gordon reports from Hawaii on the Fox Report.
Volcanic gases continue to blow out of the volcano, lofting high into the air and generating VOG, or volcanic smog. But the amount of ash that the volcano is emitting appears to be significantly reduced. The USGS aviation alert for Mauna Loa has been downgraded from red to orange, though there are temporary flight restrictions still in place around the volcano. For the native Hawaiian people, this eruption is a sacred time. It's also special for scientists and for those who study volcanoes. That's because two volcanoes are currently erupting on the island of Hawaii at the same time. This is the first time since 1984 that both Kilauea and Mauna Loa have been erupting together.
Currently, no homes or neighborhoods are threatened by the eruption, which has been occurring for several days. There's been a major crackdown on gang members in one Central American country. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the details.
The government of El Salvador sending 10,000 soldiers and police to seal off the town of Soyopango in search of gang members, troops blocking roads in and out of town, checking documents. It's one of the largest mobilizations yet by President Nayib Bukele's government in a 9-month crackdown on gangs who have long extorted money from businesses and ruled neighborhoods of the capital of San Salvador. More than 58,000 people have been jailed since a state of emergency was declared in El Salvador after a wave of murders in late March.
Three Chinese astronauts arriving home after being gone for the past 6 months.
The trio touched down in the Gobi Desert Sunday. They've been spending their time working on the construction of Tiangong Station, China's ambitious outpost in space. The orbiting station is China's answer to the International Space Station, part of Beijing's official plan for a permanent human presence in orbit.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.